Good evening, Audio Boot. Today is election day, 7th of May 2015. And this is really what this is about, election day. I won't go in the ins and outs of voting and not voting and who to vote for. Just briefly, just to say that I believe that we can need to, in my opinion, voting is important because you need to, how can I say this? First of all, as a woman, there have been people fighting for us to be able to vote. And also, if we all believed that voting doesn't make a difference and they're all the same, which, yeah, in a way you could think that, but if we all believed that, it would be a mess. And I know it is a mess anyway, but, you know. Anywho, that's actually not the story I'm trying to convey here. I really want to convey the story that it's actually really crucial for us as blind people to be well-informed and to have well-informed people around us who can tell us of potential pitfalls, such as one I sadly experienced today. So I registered to vote, and in hindsight I wonder if I just registered for the local elections and nobody told me that I had to register for general elections separate. Anyhow, I went in to vote and was told that I wasn't allowed to. However, my husband, Gav, who I thought had registered but didn't, who I thought wouldn't be able to vote, he was allowed to vote. So, while in a way, you know, as a Christian, I believe, you know, the two are one flesh. So basically, as a married couple, we are one entity, as it were. That doesn't mean we don't have separate voices and we don't have separate opinions, but thankfully, in this case, we did want the same thing. We did want the we had the same things on our heart, and we had the same opinions of on you know, voting and whatnot. So it wasn't a biggie. So he basically voted on our behalf, which is great. But I just want to say, if you are visually impaired, if people say, "Oh, it's because you're German," that's probably why. But I just had this conversation on Facebook, and this lady said to me, there was a Polish couple only moving to England six months ago, and they were able to vote. And you think, well, excuse me, why? Or rather, why not me? My gut feeling is that we were very ill-informed, which was nobody's fault. It probably was my fault for not properly chasing it up. I'm not blaming our support worker who signed us up, I suppose, for the local council elections, but didn't tell us that the whole general election thing was a completely different registration. I wish I had listened to the advert and actually made sure I was registered. I assumed that when I registered for the local elections, I was automatically registered to vote for general elections, which, guttingly, I wasn't, but again, in this case, hubby wasn't really fussed about what he didn't really want to vote, but I wanted to. In this case, I convinced, I didn't badger, it was still his choice, but we went outside and talked about it, about the issue, which in this case I think we were allowed to do, and I said, well, you know, it would be good to, for at least one of us to cast our vote. So while I'm a bit miffed to not have had the experience of a braille paper and a braille tactile guide and kind of casting my first ever vote myself, which I was very excited about, I do feel a bit like gutted, because I feel, especially now that this lady said that there would have been a way, I do feel very much miffed. But I still think it would have been worse if Gav hadn't been able to vote. So, yeah, do be careful. Do inform yourself. Double check you registered. if you're not, I know it's too late now, but I'm just saying for the future, big, massive learning curve for me. So, a bit disappointing, but I'm still hoping the right person wins. I'm not going to stay up all night watching it, but maybe till 1 or 2, because I'm not working tomorrow, and I do want to know what the gist is. I was tempted, well, not that I was able to, but I was would have been tempted to vote tactically, but at the end of the day, you do have to vote for what you believe in. And I didn't really, I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm just going to go as far as to say that I don't believe in any of the two big parties. I know one of them will be in. I also know that Cheltenham probably won't, you know, the person I voted, well, we voted for probably might not get in. But I'm still hoping it will make such some kind of a difference that maybe the party we voted for might be able to join the coalition, and that some of our of the things that is that our heart will be addressed, and obviously I'm also doing my part in praying. So these are my thoughts on the general election. I again am very miffed that I couldn't vote. And again, it gives me a very hard lesson to really check next time. But I hope those of you who are living in the UK and who were keen on voting, I hope you have voted. Again, I think it's crucial. I think sometimes we think disabled people are overlooked. And I think if disabled people don't vote, then we kind of give them the almost the impression that we haven't got a clue. The other thing is as well, with me soon possibly having job interviews, current affairs could come up. And I think it's key to be able to say, yes, I am actually informed and I have an opinion. That's just my opinion, and I'm going to stop talking about this now, but just wanted to give a bit of an overview of what happened today. It was almost like a surprising turnout of a story that, you know, I came in, intended to vote, walked out with hubby who didn't intend to vote, turning, you know, ending up voting for us. But there you go. I hope you're having a good day, and I just wanted to say as well, just a quick plug for my business. If anyone wants a launch with me this month, I'm happy to travel a bit as well. Especially if you do a night in for Macmillan and you're not quite sure what you want to do with your guests. If you want me to bring my products, 50% of my profit will go to Macmillan. So if you want to support that, give me a shout. And I'll likely be back tomorrow talking about my own personal story, as it will be 2 years since my gastric bypass. I'm also thinking of resharing some audiobooks from that time, because it's quite amazing what I've gone through since then. So I'll do that and then reflect with a boo afterwards.
So I will talk to you all soon.